This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Unsung Heroes Close to Home. With almost minute-by-minute reports from New Orleans because of the tragedy, the holiday has become hollow, and it's clearly time to go home. The death count is up to 15 now, and according to the parish coroner, is likely to rise. In a rarity, the Sugar Bowl was postponed for one day, with its 100,000 expected visitors rooting for Georgia or Notre Dame. The president weighed in on the tragedy, and the president-elect claimed, wrongly, that the perpetrator was an undocumented immigrant from Mexico rather than a native-born U.S. citizen and corporate consultant from Beaumont, Texas, just across the border from Louisiana. The FBI is looking for others involved. A Tesla blew up in Las Vegas, and any connection is being investigated. In short, the story is dominating the news, and there is little that is really new at this point as I write. Since it's a hometown story, the more poignant news is all closer to home. Facebook is blowing up with friends reporting they are safe. A nephew and his partner are a huge topic on our family's WhatsApp group since they both work in the quarter's huge service industry and were pulling shifts on this busy holiday, luckily behind the bar, and were thankfully far away. Tears are being shed for the youth of many of the victims seeking fun and finding death. A close family friend living in the middle of the quarter, not far from St. Louis Cathedral, was awakened by a cousin and told to turn on the television. Later, two IEDs were found on her block, which is still cordoned off, keeping residents in their homes. Television news people were in and out of her home. Police used her bathroom for some relief while she made them toast and gave them fruit. As a police bomb squad blew up the IEDs, she could hear them yelling, "Fire in the hole," repeatedly in preparation. Who expects the street in front of their house to be a scene from the Hurt Locker? 27 of the 30 injured were taken to University Hospital's emergency room and trauma center, the best in the area, so that they could be cared for by the doctors and nurses there. It was hard not to think of these nurses all working on a holiday, with more likely called in to handle the crisis. Recently, they had been in the news on a one-day strike, having voted overwhelmingly in a New Orleans first to be represented by National Nurses United, NNU, where almost a year later, they're still trying to negotiate a first contract. There are rumors that they may be forced by the hospital to strike yet again later in January. Regardless of their struggle, as first responders, like the police, they do their job saving lives behind the scenes without comment or conflict, even as they fail to get justice from their employer. Their union put out an understated release on the tragedy, expressing sympathy and the fact that their nurses, as always, would do their best. Whether Katrina or this Bourbon Street tragedy, in crises in New Orleans, we regularly step up to show the world how a community comes together in collective support for safety, health, and community. This is a deep wound for the city and the country, but these are times we need to all recognize those who stand behind as heroes in the healing and then go and do likewise. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.